WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Shortly after the show yesterday, we received more information on why the area of Welborn Road between William D. Fitch and Capstone Drive was closed yesterday morning for nearly 2 hours. According to a CSPD news release, police officers responded to multiple calls of gunshots fired around 4:20 a.m. CSPD SWAT and hostage negotiation teams were called to assist locating potential actors. After a thorough search of the area, a suspect was located and taken into custody for a mental evaluation. CSPD says this was not an active shooter event and no one was injured. A scary moment yesterday for Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan and his wife Gina as they were traveling with other GOP lawmakers to a Republican policy retreat in West Virginia when their chartered train struck a garbage truck. Flores says at impact, he thought they were going to derail.
Wondering, okay, are we going to turn over to the right or to the left? Because I wanted to figure out what to do with Gina and the folks around me. But then it became apparent that we had just struck something big. And it was about that time when you looked out the window, you saw the train go past the pieces of truck off the left-hand side.
One person in the truck was killed, and at least two others in the truck were believed to have been seriously hurt. No injuries were reported aboard the train. There are some portions of College Station that need a major overhaul, according to Mayor Carl Mooney. During a visit on our show, Mooney says one area they're taking a hard look at is University Drive.
It's occurred to a number of people, myself included, who believe that the only way we're really going to improve University Drive is to have separation of vehicular traffic from bike and pedestrian traffic.
Mooney says one possibility might be turning the Northgate area into a mall with University Drive passing underneath.
Knowing we've got more pedestrian and bike traffic than ever before in Northgate, thanks to the high rises, and there's others that are under construction right now, which means that there'll be more to come.
Yep.
And other changes that just boggle the mind right now.
Mooney also referenced the rate Texas A&M University is growing, but he says they'll be ready for it. The Edge Community Center is bringing back their political rally, cake auction, and potluck dinner this Saturday. Secretary Dee Dee Bright says candidates from all parties will be there.
Giving their 4 to 5 minute speech about what their focus is on their campaign, and then they're open for discussion or questions from people.
Bright says what everyone is really excited about is cake.
County judge's wife called and wanted to know if Mrs. So-and-so, is she still baking cakes? My gosh, her cakes were just the best.
Bright says she's still deciding between a white chocolate raspberry or chocolate peanut butter.
At this point, I'm kind of leaning toward doing both.
Saturday's event starts at 6 p.m. at the center, which is located on Edge Schoolhouse Road. Bakers can bring their cake to the center between 4:30 and 5:30. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It's 56 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. And you can take us anywhere at RadioAggieland.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A&M United Methodist Church means family to me. It gives our family a place to worship, pray, and serve together. We love how people of all ages participate in the services and programs. My husband and I are both teachers, but we know how much we have to learn about love, forgiveness, and raising our kids in challenging times. We are so thankful to be members of A&M United Methodist Church, where we experience the joy of God's family every day.
I'm Pastor Preston Greenwalt. Come be a part of our family this Sunday at A&M United Methodist Church.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Good morning, it's 7:08, News Talk 1620, WTAW, in the WC Tractor Studios, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Weather sponsored by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Warm weather in the forecast for today, but it certainly will turn cooler by tomorrow. We have a cold front dropping into the northern part of the state this morning. Lots of cloudiness headed our way today, 70 to 75. Clouds tonight, 45 to 50. Cloudy, cooler tomorrow, highs 50 to 55. Remaining cloudy tomorrow night with a chance of a shower, lows 45 to 50. Scattered showers are possible Saturday, highs 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie Women's Hoops is back in action tonight as the ladies head to Knoxville to take on Powerhouse Tennessee. Coach Gary Blair expecting a big crowd in Knoxville.
And there'll be anywhere from 10 to 13,000 at that ball game, even though it's on a Thursday night. I love it. Our kids love to play in front of those crowds.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach Blair coming up as we look towards that matchup. Also touching on the men's game from last night and the Super Bowl, or the memo, so to speak. All that more coming up in sports.
The memo.
The memo.
Or
speaking
we can
of
call
memos,
it something new.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I did not mention this in my first sports, and I don't have any updates, of course, right now. But at 9 a.m., that is when they're going to release the UIL realignment. So we'll find out what teams where are going to go into their respective districts. So we'll have updates on WTAW.com.
And we know the high schools are going to be in different districts. We just don't know which ones.
Right. Well, and also I think that generally is just with football. The other sports, I want to say, again, there's a lot of things that are up in the air.
Okay.
So we'll find out hopefully at 9 a.m.
You stay on it, sports guy.
I will. I'll be all on it.
Because I want the volleyball team to have to drive 2.5 hours on a Tuesday.
Yeah. I did.
I understand.
And it was awful.
Oh.
Well, it's a problem that Brian has had almost forever.
Right.
As we've talked about, because Brian's kind of in the middle of nowhere when it comes to putting together districts.
Right.
Yeah.
There was a time when we had to go up to Cleburne.
Mm-hmm.
Cleburne was in our in the Brian district, our district. We had to go over to Austin, did that for a time, and then got it kind of down toward Houston. So.
Yeah.
Been in all those situations.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and I've talked about it on the show before, too. You know, Copper's Cove was in our district when I was in school. And for me, who lived all of 2 minutes away from the high school, you get in at 1 o'clock in the morning and it's a quick drive, you know, back home.
Right.
But for friends of mine who lived out in Curtin,
sure.
It's another 30 minutes home.
Right.
And you've got a 16-year-old, you know, driving herself back home in the middle of the night, basically, and then having to turn around and coming back to school the next day.
Yeah.
So,
well, and Tyler ran into very similar problems, too, just because, well, I mean, Longview is about the only town of the same size that's anywhere close. That's still 45 minutes away. So a lot of times we were districted with the East Dallas schools like Mesquite. And,
all right, sure.
And those places.
Well, so there are. There are plenty of opportunities for those sorts of wonderful things to be happening.
Yep.
But they do. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Because it is more than, who are we going to play on Friday night? There's a whole lot of other stuff that goes on.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, all right. So, as we mentioned a couple of days ago, Elon Musk sold 10,000 flamethrowers.
Yes.
For $500 a piece as a promotional item for the Boring Company. But if you're hoping to pick one up, Bloomberg News reports, by last night, the company sold out of 20,000 flamethrowers.
Wow. That's a lot of people wanting to buy.
Raising 10. Well, and I'm going to guess that there were probably situations where there were multi-packs. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Because, I mean, if it's $500 a piece, hey, let me go ahead and get six, you know, just because I'm doing this. Because where else would you spend $3,000 on flamethrowers?
And honestly, maybe some of our listeners would have an idea. What can you use a flamethrower for? I mean, what would it be practical use for a flamethrower?
Practical. Okay.
Other than just
the key word. Practical.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Use.
I mean, you could do a controlled burn, I guess, with it. I have no idea.
Well, of course, we had the caller who told us the other day that you can go to places like Harbor Freight and get kind of little torches.
Yeah,
like
a propane torch.
Yeah. These are flamethrowers.
Different.
Different.
They have little flame. That's not a big
and they said,
flame.
And they said, the flame does not go beyond 10 feet.
Feet.
Right.
That is not little.
It's not, you know.
That is a long flame.
It may. Oh, wait. Hang on. I'm trying to fight a sneeze and answer the phone at the same
time.
It's difficult.
Multitasking.
It's difficult. Hello.
Hey, down in South Texas, we used to burn off the needles off of cactus for the cattle because the cows loved them.
Makes sense.
Oh, I didn't think
that. How did you do that? Did you use a flamethrower? How did you use it? Hello?
Oh,
he left. Okay.
Little char-grilled cacti for the cows.
Didn't it? But yeah, that makes sense. And that's a very practical use. And of
course, very, yes.
That way, that could be your justifiable reason when your wife asks you on the credit card, what is this
Well, babe, I'm going to go.
$3,000
It's my Valentine's Day present from you.
No, it's $500, right?
Yeah.
Why would you buy just one?
Yeah, no.
Well, that's true. Why would you just buy one?
I need to tell my dad about this if he's not listening to the show this morning.
No, they're done. That's it. They don't have any left.
Well, I'm sure now you can find them on eBay.
No. Well, that's a really good thing I was
to buy more.
Why don't you go hit eBay and let's see if there are any.
Someone else texted in and said, great personal protection.
Sure. Yeah. Carry that down the street.
But what if you bring a flamethrower to a gunfight, though? I mean, it's not really going to
stop a bullet.
No.
That's true. Well, okay.
S'mores. Somebody texted in, said s'mores.
That works. Okay, well, let's try eBay for this and see what the going rate is, the resale value on these things.
I'm on it.
Okay. Yeah, that's all you.
Just type in boring flamethrowers.
Boring? Yeah, B-O-E?
No, B-O-R-I-N-G.
Oh, okay.
And we'll see what
What an ironic name.
Yeah,
it is.
Because the flamethrowers are not
here
boring.
We go.
All right.
Oh, it's sold out.
Oh, sold out.
I thought there'd
it
be
was
a
new listing. It was $9.95.
Oh, he doubled his money.
Yeah.
Or her. It could have been a her. All right. Hey, by the way, I mean, so now that you know, and maybe later on this week, I mean, think about that.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, can we go back? I just Googled or went to boringcompany.com.
Right. Okay.
They literally say, onto the website, guaranteed to liven up any party.
See? Yes.
See?
Yes, it would.
There is no practicality
to this.
Can you
imagine rolling into a Super Bowl party this Sunday with a flamethrower?
And then underneath that, it says world's safest flamethrower.
Okay.
Oh, there's a video.
Okay, so,
I'm going to have to. Oh,
so there's I watched the Elon Musk, the video that he was making. So also on eBay, because it's all, you know, kind of related, they've got a pyro mini fire shooter from your hand magic flamethrower.
Perfect.
It's like a little, it almost looks like a watch that's upside down and you like raise your wrist and flames shoot out of it. $150 to buy it
now.
That's cool. Oh, okay.
But see, you can't get it here in time.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
Which is great because think about that guy who bought the 82-inch flat screen so that he could, curved screen.
Yeah.
So he could invite everybody over and instead, the guy on the other side of the fence has got a flamethrower.
Right. And then, you know, because you also mentioned that they were offering fire extinguishers, too, which they've also completed those sales.
Right.
But underneath it, it says, buy an overpriced Boring Company fire extinguisher. You can definitely buy one for less elsewhere, but this one comes with a cool sticker, and the button is conveniently right above.
That's amazing.
This is really funny.
It is. Well, and again, I'm sure that there I'm sure there will be people who will run through a flamethrower or two this Sunday.
Oh, man.
Because after
I wouldn't
all,
be paying any attention. I would not be paying attention to the game or the commercials.
Of course not.
I would be outside playing with this thing
listening
the whole
time. Listening for people going in the backyard. Hello.
Okay, I'm the guy that called in about the cactus.
Right.
And, yes, we had our own little flamethrower. But I also rented for a show that I was doing, a musical, one of the little handheld flamethrowers when we were doing Wizard of Oz so that they could throw fire on the witch.
Yeah.
And it is a standard theatrical device. It uses flash paper and a battery to ignite it.
Outstanding.
Cool.
Oh. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
To throw
that.
Fire
because,
on the witch.
Yeah, because the picture of this thing, it shows it in motion, and it looks like it would be awfully close to burning the bottom of your hand.
Okay.
Because it's, again, it's like a wristwatch that's upside down.
Oh,
so it
that's
shoots it
cool.
from the bottom of your wrist, and it's fire.
I need one of those.
Yeah.
I don't even
know. Can you imagine? Ladies, this is what you asked for Valentine's
yes.
Day. Hey, babe, can I get a pyro mini fire shooter?
I can't wait to be at the bar. Excuse me, ma'am. Can I buy you?
No.
Singed eyebrows.
How much are they?
Oh, $150.
$150.
That's not bad at all.
You know, you're exactly right. And if for some reason she doesn't want it.
She doesn't want flowers. She doesn't want candy. She wants a flamethrower.
As we pause to celebrate the Easter season, we are reminded of the reason.
No, I think that's probably not the right commercial. That's probably not correct.
That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name that Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Now's your chance to score big on the used car you've been looking for. Get to Atkinson Toyota's Repound Joe Sale. It's the biggest sales event this super weekend, and you don't want to miss it. Thursday through Saturday only, shop Atkinson's complete inventory of over 160 trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos, all tagged with game-winning discounts. Pay just $27 down. Payments just $89 a month, and clearly posted on every windshield.
Stock number 1804-52A, 2012 Mazda 3, selling price $5,299, 72 months at 2.99% APR, $27 down, plus tax title license with approved.
Pojo here, and this is the can't-miss event of the year. Every used car is a bargain. You'll save more money than you ever thought possible on a used car. We've even posted all payments on the windshield. $27 down delivers with payments from $89 a month. Start the new year saving money at Atkinson Toyota's Repojo Sale. Visit Repojo.com to find your bargain. This event absolutely ends Saturday. Rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville this weekend. Subject to prior sale.
Good morning, 720 News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm sorry, it's my fault. We peaked too early this morning.
Oh, man. I hate it when that happens.
I'm not exactly sure where we go now.
We have an idea.
Okay.
Zach and I.
All right.
We did our Skittles experiment yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And we did video it, and Zach is going to put it out on social media today.
Well, should we wait on what the results are, or should we go ahead
Let me tell you how that, yeah, we don't have to spoil it, but we weren't as prepared for this experiment as we should have been.
Let me grab a call real quick.
Okay,
let's see what this is about. Hey there.
They're talking about those torches. You know, if you ever spray your weeds in your driveway or in your beds with Roundup and come back and just hit those things, you'll never bend over and pick up a weed again in the spring cleaning. Great for starting the fires and barbecue pits, tailgates. I think one of these new flamethrowers will be a hit over there at the tailgate at A&M. So all kinds of great ideas.
Thank you. I'm sure that
many ideas.
I'm sure the safety engineers at Texas A&M would be thrilled to see
that.
Want
to know
happen.
The best way to roast a pig?
Yeah. So was it because y'all were bored yesterday that you decided to do this?
Yeah,
kind of.
Right. Well, I've had the bag of Skittles in my office for two weeks now.
Yeah.
And so we had a friend help video, and so Zach said, hey, yeah, let's just do it. And so we did it.
So now, mechanics of it?
Basically, I closed my eyes.
Okay.
I did not plug my nose with anything, but I did not smell the Skittles.
Okay.
And then we put five colors. So we put five Skittles in a bowl, and I just reached in one at a time and ate it and then tried to guess what flavor it was.
Because what we had discussed is a couple of weeks ago, the idea that the Skittles themselves are all the same stuff.
Right.
They're all the same flavor. It's like a generic fruit flavor, but what they do is they actually scent the Skittles with a specific scent, so you're actually smelling the Skittle, and that's why they taste different.
Just so you know, that's what that's all about. So, how'd you do?
She did pretty well, actually. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah, after the first, I guessed the first one wrong, and then I realized I needed to chew longer because then the flavor came to me more.
All right.
Then one of them.
Now, were you blindfolded or did you have your eyes closed?
I closed my eyes.
She just had her eyes closed.
I was being honest.
All right.
Because I did see the Skittles in the bowl before we started.
All right.
One of them, the red one, was shaped funny.
Okay.
And I didn't even think about it. So when I grabbed it, I realized it was the red one.
Oh, okay.
So, but I was honest and I said, oh, I know this one's red without even tasting it.
Okay.
But then I got the other ones correct.
Okay. So you
think I truly believe they taste different.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got anecdotal evidence, and we're going to post
Skittles
it.
Isn't lying to me.
Yeah, where are we going to post it?
I'm posting it right now on our Facebook page.
Okay.
And then Chelsea and I will both put it on our Twitters.
This is great. So someone texted in. I don't know if you've seen the Skittles commercial. Oh, take this call.
Okay, hey there.
Hey, everybody's got a flamethrower in the house. It's called hairspray and a lighter.
Yeah, I know. Don't try that, especially
at home. Okay. Someone just texted in about the Skittles and said I've never heard this word, anismatic, no sense of smell.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And they believe all Skittles taste the same. So,
So the debate rages.
I know, but someone else texted in. I don't know if you've seen the Skittles commercial where the boy has Skittle pox. And
yes, I
okay,
have.
And the, yep. the girl eats one off of his face.
Right, right.
Someone said we should try that experiment.
No, we're
very
good.
Odd commercial. Very first time I saw that, and then
Skittles
I saw it
in general has always had weird commercials.
That was uncomfortable. You don't pick something off somebody's face and
well, have you
eat
seen
it.
The one where they he has like Skittles as teeth and then they make out?
No.
And then he's like missing teeth.
Yeah.
No,
she's
no.
crunching on him.
Well, again, I guess it works.
Yeah, we didn't do either one of those, by the way.
No, definitely not.
All right, people do buy them and they do sell. So,
well, and then we were dummies and I give Zach credit. He said green was apple and I was like, no, I think it's lime. Well, the flavors are on the back of the package. Oh. And so... I'm like guessing all these wrong, like these flavors that don't even exist.
So now you know.
Now we know.
That what you're supposed to, they tell you what you're supposed to taste just in case you don't.
Yeah.
But, and if they wanted to text in.
Yes. And a lot of people have been this morning.
Yeah.
You can text in at 979-695-1620. Someone did just send us a picture of a flash gun, which I guess is kind of the same thing he was talking about for theatrical uses.
Right.
And it's only $19.99.
Oh.
So they said don't spend $150.
Okay.
But it doesn't look quite as intense as the pyro mini shooter.
Well, and no. You know, the other thing we don't know, I'm guessing there's a dial that tells you, you know, what intensity for the flamethrower
right.
is the length of the flame. And so how long can you use it, so to speak?
True.
Because
till it runs out. Right.
Well, again,
or can you refill
runs out
it?
Of juice?
Because I mean, I would think that you would want to put together, for lack of a better word, an obstacle course of different items that you would like to go ahead and use the flamethrower on.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you'd want to look at that. How long, for instance, if I took a can of Coke and put it down, how long could I shoot it before it blew up?
Okay.
All right. I that's probably not. Probably not safe.
It's something that I want to see.
Exactly. Well, so I mean,
I think we need to get the credit.
What can you put? Yeah, what can you put black cats around to make it blow up?
Could do that.
Yeah,
we may have.
Hey.
Okay. I'm glad we did the Skittles thing. We may have to do another video. We're kind of planning one.
I know. For those of you who are driving, though, we did just get a text in, and we appreciate traffic alerts, especially since we have to be in studio. There is a big accident just outside of Navasota heading towards College Station on Highway 6.
Right.
It's backed up for quite a while.
Wow. If y'all could let us know kind of where that would be.
They said the Business 6 entrance. So on Highway 6 and the Business 6 entrance.
Business 6 entrance from Navasota.
From Navasota heading towards College Station,
okay.
So heading north.
Yeah. Okay, very good. Thank you. 726.
This is Chad Jones with Chad Jones Law. I've been working out at Brazos Valley MMA and Fitness for about a year now, and I love it. It's unlike any gym I've been to before. There are weights, of course, but the cool parts are the classes and trainers. The focus at BV MMA is getting you as fit as you have ever been by working with trainers who genuinely care about you. My favorite part is the boxing. Talk about a workout. Putting on the gloves and getting in the cage is a rush I can only get at BVMMA.
To learn more about private lessons, visit BVMMA.com. That's BVMMA.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated Malik. Feel the difference. High temperature today, 76 degrees and winds out of the south. Yeah, that's what we like. But it is going to shift around tonight out of the north at 10 to 15. Cool us down a little bit, down to 47 or so. Tomorrow, not quite as nice. We will have some sunshine, though, and 57 will be the high temperature. Warms up a little more to Saturday at 62, 40% chance of rain, by the way. Then we're back around 70, it looks like, for Sunday, and same thing for Monday, and the sunshine comes back. Right now, we've got fair skies outside, and it's 56.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
If you watch the State of the Union, I hope a few moments will stay in your memory. When he was highlighting his first-year accomplishments, President Trump said that he was proud to report that African-American unemployment is at an all-time record low, as is Hispanic unemployment. As he spoke, the cameras panned the House of Representatives, and everybody in the room rose to their feet. Everyone, that is, except elected Democrats. Democrat senators, Democrat House members sat on their butts, including every member of the Congressional Black Caucasians. While everybody else applauded with jubilation, they stayed seated. Not only did they sit, many were seen scowling anger clearly written across their faces. Minutes later, there was more sitting and more anger when President Trump talked about the economic benefits people were already receiving from the tax cuts. Tax cuts that were passed into law without a single Democrat vote. During the 8 years of Obama, black unemployment reached an all-time high in this country, folks. And whenever Obama fed the nation excuses, rationalizing that this dismal performance was the new normal, Democrats got off their butts and they applauded his every word and gesture. America's growing again, and its people are thriving, and Democrats are angry. Never forget what you saw, and don't doubt me if you didn't see it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 56 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Traffic was backed up on Welburn Road during yesterday morning's commute while College Station police searched for a suspect after receiving multiple shots fired calls around 4:20 a.m. According to the CSPD news release, SWAT and hostage negotiation teams helped with the search, while officers from the Texas A&M Police Department and the Department of Public Safety helped with roadway closure on Welburn between William D. Fitch and Capstone Drive. After a thorough search of the area, one suspect was located and taken into custody for a mental evaluation. No one was injured, but the investigation is ongoing. Anyone with information is asked to contact CSPD. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan and his wife Gina were on a train carrying dozens of GOP lawmakers to a Republican policy retreat yesterday when it struck a garbage truck.
Initially, I thought maybe we had derailed, but then after collecting my wits for a few seconds, I realized that we had hit something. And then it was about that time that the train drove past the wreckage of the truck.
The railroad crossing was equipped with warning equipment. Flores says it appears the driver of the truck ignored these warnings. He was asked during a visit on our show if it was possible that the truck was there on purpose.
I mean, there have been some theories floated about that. Yes, I mean, that is something that could have been the situation. We actually had a helicopter escort overhead. And I would imagine those folks were thinking, oh my gosh, this is unfolding right in front of my very eyes. We can't do anything about it when that sanitation truck crossed the railroad in front of us.
One person in the truck was killed and at least two others in the truck were believed to have been seriously hurt. Flores says the uninjured train passengers were transported to buses and continued on to the Greenbrier Resort in West Virginia, where the policy retreat is taking place. A Belleville man was arrested last night for stealing a truck, but not before causing some major damage. According to the College Station Police news release, officers responded to the 100 block of Knox Drive at the barracks around 11:15 p.m., where an unknown suspect had just jumped into the victim's silver Ford pickup and drove away. Shortly after, officers received a report that the truck had hit four other vehicles at the intersection of Welburn Road and F&B Road. Witnesses told CSPD the truck had sustained major damage and was leaving a trail of debris and was shooting sparks from a damaged wheel. With the help of the Bryan Police Department, officers found the stolen pickup on the side of the road at Highway 47 near Silver Hill Road. 18-year-old Joshua LeCount was arrested for unauthorized use of a motor vehicle and driving while intoxicated. No injuries were reported. College Station continues to expand to the south, but it also continues to grow in the middle, and transportation is always a topic of discussion for local officials. Mayor Carl Mooney on our show says he, like many others, believe the only way to improve University Drive is to separate vehicular traffic from bike and pedestrian traffic.
And one possibility might be that the area that you now see as University Drive might become a mall through the Northgate area, and University Drive would actually pass underneath.
Mooney says there is more pedestrian and bike traffic than ever before in the Northgate area, in part due to the growth at Texas A&M.
Knowing that the College of Engineering by 2025 is scheduled to have 25,000 students, the university's pushing by 2030 to be somewhere around 80,000 students.
Mooney says high rises and increased residential development in Northgate are also factors to take into consideration. This Saturday, you're invited to the Edge Community Center to hear from local candidates, bid on some cake, and eat some food. Secretary Dee Bright says they have not held their political rally and cake auction in several years.
We are reinvigorating a lot of the programs that we used to have. And what's been really gratifying is how many people have contacted us and are so excited about it.
Bright says candidates from all parties will be at the event.
We hope people come and enjoy it and get to learn who some of the people are who are representing them, both locally, also in Austin.
Bright says after politics comes cake. No sign-up is required, but there are some rules.
It can't be a store-bought cake. You have to make it. Just bring a cake and bring it in something that you don't have to take home, because when they buy the cake, they'll be taking it home.
People are also welcome to bring their favorite dish for the potluck dinner. It all begins at 6 p.m. on Saturday at the Center on Edge Schoolhouse Road. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 56 degrees. You can call or text us. Be part of the show, 979-695-1620. Just a reminder, a text we did get a couple minutes ago, a big accident just outside of Navasota heading towards College Station. It's on Highway 6 in the Business 6 entrance, and it is already backed up. This Look at News is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
Replacement windows, like other major purchase items, will at some time in the future need service, whether warranty or not. If you purchase your replacement windows from Intercon, you'll just phone our local number and we'll take care of your issue in a prompt and professional way. Every one of Intercon's personnel who answer the phone will know how to involve the right people to find a solution. With Intercon, you won't spend hours manipulating through an automated phone tree. If you consider purchasing your replacement windows from another window source, a good exercise would be to call the service department of the other company. You might come away thinking it'd be better to put your trust in a local company with a solid and well-established reputation. Ask your friends and colleagues about the customer experience they had with Intercon. We are proud of our track record and our commitment to long-term customer service. Trust Intercon, a family-owned local business with all of your window needs.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Good morning, 7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Time for some weather brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station, both Houston airports, And now daily service to the Austin Airport to reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute. Go to groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
Warm weather in the forecast for today, but it certainly will turn cooler by tomorrow. We have a cold front dropping into the northern part of the state this morning. Lots of cloudiness headed our way today, 70 to 75. Clouds tonight, 45 to 50. Cloudy, cooler tomorrow, highs 50 to 55. Remaining cloudy tomorrow night with a chance of a shower, lows 45 to 50. Scattered showers are possible Saturday, highs 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie Women's Hoops is heading to Knoxville tonight to take on national powerhouse Tennessee. Coach Gary Blair is making like Aretha Franklin, showing a little respect.
When you say Tennessee or Connecticut, those are our two most respected programs in women's basketball for what they've done in the last 30 to 40 years.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up, talking about that matchup. Also, plenty of other Aggie sports, both on the softball diamond as well as the tennis courts, and looking at some other men's basketball games from last night in the college game. All that more coming up in sports.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Made it into our world on this date in 1964.
Wow.
Sold for $2.49.
Back in the day.
Yeah. It's not happening anymore.
I wonder, do they still have G.I. Joes for sale?
You know, I'm not sure. They carry weapons sometimes, and yeah, you know how people feel about that.
It's looked down upon.
People get offended.
So can't be doing that. Amazon on track to become the largest largest clothing retailer in U.S. America. Think about that. Let that sink in. Fashionista.com says this year Amazon experienced large increases in direct and third-party sales of apparel and shoes if Amazon continues to grow at this rate. Mm. Research firm says Amazon will likely become the largest clothing retailer in U.S. America by the end of this year.
I've never bought clothes off Amazon.
Really? Right? As much online shopping
as you do. I know, but never have.
Well, and again, if there's somebody who's looking to kind of up their game a little bit, partnering with Amazon helps.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But the e-commerce giant doesn't just want to take over the consumer market. Right. They talked about the healthcare industry.
Yes, of course.
They're going to be the biggest everything.
Ever.
Yep. Hey, scientists at MIT. This is where a lot of smart people go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Developing color-changing accessories.
Okay.
Fashionista.com says a team of researchers at MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Lab have come up with a way to make objects change colors.
Like in the sunlight?
In other words, they're creating a world in which you will have the power to alter the color of a coat,
okay,
a bag, a shirt, so that you can buy
one and then change it.
That's exactly right.
Is it just inside out or what?
What do you mean?
I mean,
it's
like
reversible.
Right, yeah. That's
no.
What I meant.
No.
No. You'll be able to maybe punch a button. Maybe you'll have an app that will allow you to change the color.
I want my coat to be blue today.
Exactly.
And then tomorrow I want it to be brown.
My thought is then it's going to be 12 times as expensive as the coat now because
you can
make it 12 colors.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And the other thing is, what if you get caught in the rain?
Oh.
What if you're in really cold or really hot weather? Will that have anything to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Or lots of sunshine, maybe.
Well, and again, you talked about the expense. I feel like people with the money are the people who want to buy several different coats in different styles.
Right?
You know, it's not just about the color for most people.
Next hour, we're going to tell you about a series that will tell you what it's like to really be a supermodel.
Oh,
okay.
Well, what I already know. So
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, I understand. That's fine. All right, in the meantime, Cardi B, who is that?
Yes, she is a female rapper.
Oh, okay. All right.
Former dancer, if you know what I mean.
Is she really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When her song hit number one,
I think
we played it.
We tried to play as much of it as we could.
Yellow Kodak?
It was very tough. Anyway, Cardi B tells reporters that she's a little bit happier before she was famous.
Oh.
A little bit happier.
What?
And she's one of the voices in the new Amazon commercial.
Okay, yeah, oh, really? She's got a very unique voice.
Does she?
She's from Brooklyn, or the Bronx, I should say, but she has a weird accent.
Well, her parents are from, I think mom's from Trinidad and dad is from the Dominican, maybe.
Yeah, but she grew up in America. I mean, she grew up in the
America.
U.S.
That's
but
right.
She talks like a New Yorker, like hardcore from Brooklyn, Bronx, whatever.
Yep. Okay, you know what this is.
Mario.
Exactly. This is Mario.
It's me, Mario.
So here's the deal. When you need to get work done, what kind of music should you have going in the background?
Okay.
First of all, are you one of those people who does that? And secondly, if you are, you clearly want to be as productive as possible.
Mm-hmm.
The ideal productive soundtrack is, in fact, soundtracks you'll find in video games.
Really?
There are several reasons to choose video game music over your favorite pop album. For one, they tend to not have lyrics.
Yeah.
Right.
2012 study of more than 100 people found that playing background music with lyrics tended to distract participants, especially someone like Chelsea, who would probably break into song.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I could never study with music.
And then you're not getting your work done.
Mm-hmm.
The research suggested that lyricless music would be more conducive to attention and performance in the workplace. Another study concluded in open plan offices, they found that people were better at proofreading if there were some kind of continuous, speechless noise going on in the background. So, video game pretty well fits the bill, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And the thing is, it's kind of a loop. It's a musical loop that's pretty short.
Yeah.
Because even if you take instrumental music that you know, and my thought more is classical music than others, you continue to know the next part that's coming up, or this is your favorite part of that music.
Okay.
This is just music like this.
Yeah,
okay?
it just keeps going.
The songs are meant to be listened to over and over again, fading into the background as you navigate Mario through the Mushroom Kingdom and help Link save Zelda.
Yeah.
I know that because I'm reading it.
I know.
Okay, anyway. But it works. So
interesting. Yeah, I mean, in our line of work, it's kind of hard to listen to anything while you're working because you might be actually listening to audio or recording something.
Correct.
But I've never been able to concentrate very well with music going on.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what this was when I punched this up. I'm going, oh, yeah, they play that on Candy 95 at the end of the show.
They do. That's their exit music. That's so funny.
That's all I know because to me, that's all that music is.
So. Yeah.
So as long as you don't have the blue. Yeah, whatever you get hit by a turtle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Get hit by oh.
Yeah, did you never play Super Mario?
No.
You never played it with your kids?
No,
Scott?
No.
Man.
Didn't do that.
Wow.
When did Super Mario come out? If only there were a way
to
I know you can find it. I know you can find it. Yep. See,
Mario.
When did it come out?
Mario. 1985.
Yeah,
see, I had one kid who was 3 then and the other one was a little bit old. He was about 9, so that didn't work in my world. Hello?
Hey, listen to that. Background music's kind of like listening to y'all, just a bunch of nothing. Right?
Thank you. That's exactly right. But ours is not a monotonous loop.
No, definitely not.
Well, we can't be monotonous. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. But, hey, I didn't hear anything on the sports today about the new online racing league that NASCAR is starting.
Yeah, Zach.
I didn't know anything about it.
I don't know what this means. NASCAR teams are working on an online racing league that could draft players to compete for a six-figure payout. Sports Business Daily reports the league will take place on iRacing, a subscription simulator that even professional drivers practice on?
Really?
And likely to be broadcast online. The online league is in the works. But some current NASCAR drivers say that they will, in fact, participate.
Wait, so is it going to be like an esports type thing?
Well, I don't know. That's
that's your job,
that's
Zach.
That's a sport boy.
Almost,
yeah, go.
Almost the way that you said it, it sounds like they're going to hire these people to drive real cars.
Well, I'm not sure. So
now, did you? Well, we got that part of sports cover. Did you hear about the locusts in Russia?
Well, no. Yeah, I think you mentioned this earlier, but go ahead.
Oh, did I? Well, they're worried about the World Cup. They're not going to be able to play the World Cup because of the locusts.
Oh.
Yeah, I've definitely heard that somewhere. Oh. Was it I thought you said it. Maybe it was yesterday.
Oh, well,
he's had some cough syrup since then.
Speaking of monotonous.
Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. And I want to thank Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family minute to you each morning.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your Extract Light treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Being a good husband isn't rocket science, but there is an art to it. Things are rarely black and white in a marriage. Even when a guy thinks he knows exactly what to do, he can't be sure. Believe it or not, that can become a strength. Let me illustrate the point. Before my lovely wife, Jean, went into labor with our eldest son, Trent, she told me she wanted to give birth naturally. She said, "I don't want any drugs when I go into labor. Even if I'm screaming for medication, don't give them to me." I was a little surprised at her request, but I told her I'd follow her directions. A few weeks later, she went into labor, and it was a lot harder than she anticipated. She struggled with Trent for 27 hours. Somewhere in the middle of all of it, she looked right at me and said, "Get the doctor. I want the epidural now." What would you do? Hopefully not the same thing I did. I tried to talk her out of it. I said, "But honey, you told me not to let you do that." What can I say? I wasn't the smartest of husbands. I had a lot to learn. Like when your wife is in pain, you better do what she needs in the moment. Truth be told, I'm still learning, as every husband should be. Finding better ways to serve your wife is part of what will make you a good husband. Don't treat your marriage like a checklist or a stuffy rule book. Listen to your wife's words and her heart. Remember, being a good husband isn't rocket science, but there's an art to it. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherry.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, asparagus, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Mangosteen.
Pineapple, sweet potato.
Papaya, parsley, peach.
You can see all 55 on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, all of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
You know, it's been barely a week. And already my skin is better.
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on superfood, I haven't been sick.
I'm Dennis Black here in Dallas, Texas. Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit?
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Or call 877-55-TEXAS. That's 877-55-TEXAS. 877-55-TEXAS. Texas or
TexasSuperfood.com.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Biosystem Fitness. Don't start the new year in pain. Contact Biosystem Fitness for a free consultation. Biosystem Fitness, improving the quality of life for people of all ages. Good morning at 7:51. Number 14, Texas A&M women's basketball is back in action tonight as the ladies head to Knoxville to take on number 12, Tennessee. Here's Coach Gary Blair on the matchup with the Lady Vols.
When you say Tennessee or Connecticut, those are our two most respected programs in women's basketball for what they've done in the last 30 to 40 years. So you give them credit. I'm looking forward. I enjoy playing in front of big crowds. And they'll be anywhere from 10 to 13,000 at that ball game, even though it's on a Thursday night. I love it. Our kids love to play in front of those crowds.
The two teams have met once already this season, with the Aggs pulling out a 79-76 overtime win on January 11th. Tip-off is at 5:30 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as RadioAggieland.com. Texas A&M senior Tori Vidalis has been named to the USA Softball Collegiate Player of the Year watch list. The La Porte, Texas native belted a team-high 17 home runs and 46 RBI last year, while also hitting .298 on the season. And the number 7 Texas A&M men's tennis team improved to 4-0 on the Young dual season with a 7-0 win at Tulsa yesterday at the Michael D. Case Tennis Center. Keenan Evans scored a career-high 38 points, including the winning jumper in overtime, as number 10 Texas Tech beat Texas 73-71 last night. Here's Red Raiders head man, Chris Beard.
I'm just really pleased to get the win. You know, I would have took this a one-point win any day of the week against these guys. They're talented. I think they're a team that's going to play in March.
So Tech got the better of Texas. Elsewhere, second-ranked Virginia blew past Louisville 74-64. Number 3 Purdue topped Maryland 75-67. Iowa State pulled off the upset over 15th-ranked West Virginia 93-77. And number 18 Tennessee rolled past LSU 84-61. In the professional game, the Phoenix Suns overcame a gruesome injury to guard Isaiah Cannon to beat the Dallas Mavericks 102-88. Dennis Smith Jr. scored 17 points for the Mavs, who have now dropped 8 of their last 9. Meanwhile, tonight it's a Lone Star Showdown in San Antonio as the Spurs play host to the Houston Rockets. Tip-off for that one is at 7 o'clock. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell met with the media yesterday in Minneapolis in preparation for Super Bowl 52. He was asked if the league has thought of any changes or modifications because of the national anthem protests.
I don't know how what we'll consider in the offseason. I'm still trying to get through the Super Bowl. We'll spend and turn our attention to the priorities in the offseason, with the one exception of the competitive issues, which we always start immediately after the regular season, frankly, even during the regular season, because the competition committee gets started right away. In fact, I think we have our first meeting of the competition committee next week.
Anthem protests have become a hot-button topic the past couple of years, with some teams even opting to take the field after the playing of the Star-Spangled Banner. In some other league news, Fox and the NFL have agreed to a 5-year, $3 billion deal for Thursday night football games. Fox says it will televise 11 games between weeks 4 and 15 with simulcasts on NFL Network and Fox Deportes This. Now, as far as the big game, Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski remains in concussion protocol, but still took part in non-contact drills during New England's first Super Bowl practice yesterday. The 5-time Pro Bowler suffered a big hit in the Pats' 24-20 win over Jacksonville in the AFC Championship game a couple of weeks ago. He'll be hoping to suit up Sunday when New England and Philadelphia play in Super Bowl 52. Kickoff is at 5:30 in Minneapolis with broadcast on the Zone. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars are in the desert tonight, paying a visit to the Arizona Coyotes at 8. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Biosystem Fitness. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Biosystem Fitness of College Station, improving the quality of life for people of all ages.
He came in for the free consultation, and he gave us an overview of his program. It's not just about lifting weights. It's not just about running laps. It's about total body fitness, from nutrition to how you sleep to how you interact with your environment, and then you get a workout.
If you want to improve your lifestyle, reduce dysfunction, recover from an injury, or achieve biological fitness, go online to biosystemfitness.com to schedule your free consultation. That's biosystemfitness.com.
Okay, it's February 1st. Just saying, guys, David Gardner is right there to help you out with David Gardner Creations, or from David Yerman or Grimuchian, Katie Decker, lots and lots of different designers. Now, you may get sweaty palms and just not know where in the world to begin the search when you go in, and that's fine. David Gardner's gets that. They understand. Be glad to help you out. Just answer a few. Okay, first, observe. Okay, observe what she likes to wear, and then go into David Gardner. Or maybe she said she'd like to have a something. Then go into David Gardner's and give them a little bit of information, and they'll make that trek a lot easier for you. So, again, it's February 1st. Make this the year that you're not in a cold panic. They'll be glad to help you out with that. By the way, they're an authorized Rolex dealer as well. Hey, ladies, same thing for you. This may be a Rolex Valentine's Day. Could do that, couldn't you? The idea is you got a little bit of time, so take some time. Stop in and see them. At David Gardner's 911 University.
A new voice, new ideas, and a whole lot of energy are just what the district clerk's office needs to take us into the next generation. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia, third generation Brazos County resident, graduate of Bryan High and Texas A&M, 13 years business owner, and years of volunteer service to the community gives me a good foundation to be district clerk. My experience in business management is why you should vote for me, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk on March 6.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia campaign, Pat Sedcheck, Treasurer.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs are in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. Have you gotten entered yet in your chance to win up to $5,000 toward the purchase of a new roof, courtesy of the brand new Aggieland Roofing, on our website at WTAW.com, Aggieland Roofing. They offer financing, have an impressive turnaround time, and they can create a roof that's not only great curb appeal, but energy efficient as well. Check them out online at AggielandRoofing.com. But sign up right now at our website, WTAW.com. Anything new on the accident coming out of Navasota?
Out of Navasota. Someone else texted in that 2818 and 60 is backing up on both exit ramps, north and south. That may be because of some of the repaving they're doing. Okay. It could just be construction. I'm not sure if there's actually an accident right there.
Got that. Okay. So so how are you doing with your little assistant, Alexa?
Alexa. Yeah, good. Yeah. I talked to her this morning, and she told me that it was Black History Month.
Okay.
And then I usually ask her for the weather. That's always nice. And then I also ask her to play the radio.
Okay. Have you ever asked her what kind of a mood she's in?
No, not yet. Okay. Haven't played with that one.
Modern children have become used to having a digital assistant at their beck and call, but experts claim the Alexa generation risks rudeness toward real humans because they have become used to barking orders with no consequences.
It's pretty bad if they don't know the difference between Alexa and an actual human
being. Well, I think the idea is they know the difference. It's just a matter of how they begin to talk to people.
Right.
They're just going, oh, well, I can talk like this to Alexa, so I can talk like this to anybody. So the report says the tolerant nature of devices, which just carry out our orders without the please or thank you, well, okay, don't get me started on do kids say please or thank you anymore, because that's been around for a while. All right, so here you go. You need some facts to take in the office today so that you're the smartest person in there, right?
Right.
Okay. Sloths poop once a week. Just saying.
Just once a week?
Just once. That's it.
Well, it takes them a while.
You've seen the Geico commercial, right?
Yes.
Yes. The Pictionary.
The poorest 5% of people in U.S. America, are richer than 68% of the people in the world.
That can't be true, right? I mean, America's not that great.
No, not at all. 8 o'clock, WTAW, College City.